With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The world is waiting for the other shoe to drop, waiting for Israel's response to Iran's attack, the firing of more than 180 ballistic missiles into Israel. Most of the Iranian missiles were intercepted, but some got through. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu speaking through a BBC translator.
Tonight, Iran again attacked Israel with hundreds of missiles. This attack failed. It was thwarted thanks to Israel's air defense system, which is the most advanced in the world. I congratulate the Israel Defense Forces for its impressive achievement. It was also thwarted thanks to the vigilance and responsibility shown by you, the citizens of Israel.
The Mideast crisis among issues on the table in last night's vice presidential debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston on hand for the showdown between J.D. Vance and Tim Walz in New York.
Debating on a day when Iran fired missiles at Israel, Walz touted Kamala Harris as a steady leader and argued that Trump is unstable.
It's those that were closest to Donald Trump that understand how dangerous he is when the world is this dangerous.
But Vance said there were fewer wars during the Trump administration and that peace was achieved through strength.
Donald Trump actually delivered stability in the world, and he did it by establishing effective deterrence.
Both men voiced support for Israel in a debate that was incredibly civil and respectful in tone. Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Hurricane Helene death toll has risen to at least 166 as crews continue searching for the missing in North and South Carolina, and survivors struggle to obtain the basics, food and water. Today, President Biden will visit the Carolinas. He'll take an aerial tour of the devastation. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 149 points. This is SRN News. The Washington Post fact-checks Kamala Harris.
It doesn't happen often, but the newspaper has published an article by Pulitzer Prize winner Kathleen Parker pointing out that late-term abortions do happen in this country. In her recent debate with former President Trump, Harris claimed they do not. But Parker says, quote, late-term abortions are not a myth. Nine states and the District of Columbia allow abortion no matter what the age of the fetus. This basically means up to the moment of birth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As President Daniel Ortega has moved aggressively to silence critics of his administration in Nicaragua, hundreds of churches have been closed, dozens of pastors have fled the country, and others have been arrested. This has prompted many Christians to begin worshiping secretly at home in small groups. In some places, services have to be held at different venues every week to foil the authorities. One Nicaraguan Christian says, wherever we are, we can pray to God. This is SRN News. A Big Three automaker offers a special accommodation for those who have faced a major health challenge.
As we enter Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Ford Motor Company is offering a new seat belt to help those who've received mastectomies due to breast cancer. The company says the support belt was designed by a Ford marketing partner after she was diagnosed with cancer and had a double mastectomy. Ford says the new seat belt is made from a soft, breathable foam that fastens to the seat belt to relieve pressure and reduce discomfort on the person's chest. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Voting is starting in the annual Fat Bear Week contest at Alaska's Katmai National Park. Viewers are able to pick their favorites among a dozen brown bears fattened up to survive the winter. The contest, which is now in its 10th year, celebrates the resiliency of the 2,200 brown bears living in the preserve. More details at srnnews.com.